This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bass
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Yep. Here we go. You dialed set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class today. We broadcast 2 hours from Missouri, right from the farm, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, Brad will take your call. He's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you very much, Brad. Call number 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen 24/7, take us with you as you travel. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am well. You know, I'm all excited. I'm all excited.
Wonderful police state of Australia.
Yeah,
yeah. You got my email earlier.
I did.
Oh, boy, are we in trouble.
Well, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. The Victoria Police, I would have said on a previous broadcast, about how there was this spate of carjackings in Melbourne. Now, our listening audience should be aware of something. Usually when the local police generally know the people who live in their area. They know who the criminals are. They know what their rap sheets are. They generally have them pretty well memorized, okay? They know who's doing these carjackings, I'm sure of it. And they will not go around and just arrest them because it's not in their best interest to, because they have got the next phase of them putting their boots on our neck, and that is that they are going to require GPS tracker RFID chips in every single vehicle, motor vehicle. That is bad, bad, bad news, especially around here. I don't normally read the newspapers. We live too far out to sort of easily get newspaper deliveries. But I read this when I went into town once, to go and do my shopping. I normally stop at a cafe and I have some lunch and a coffee. And I read this in the newspaper and I thought, oh no. And then I was saying today, I said, Lord God, what should I talk about on Vincent's show tonight? And it is just this gentle prompting of the Holy Spirit on the inside of me. You haven't talked about the police tracking chips yet. And I went, oh, no, I haven't, have I? So I went out and I got the newspaper that I rescued and I read it again and it was still, oh, no. Oh, my God, we are in deep doo-doo up to our necks. Because what it is, they are going to require an RFID tracking chip to be hidden in every single motor vehicle as a part of the motor vehicle registration. And if you don't have one of these chips, I can guarantee or if it's not working, I can guarantee they will assume that the vehicle is stolen. And then you're in trouble. That's how it works. Their playbooks are not hard to read, Vincent.
Yep.
We are in deep, deep trouble. Because I'll tell you what the police have been doing around here. Anytime I go out, if I have my cell phone on me, I can be sure I'm going to be followed by the police when I go into town. They hate me. They absolutely hate me. And, you know...
And they've got it backwards. They're a bunch of...
Yeah,
they're a bunch of peeping Toms in uniform. They're in peeping Toms in uniforms. Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They absolutely are violent peeping Toms. They're not just peeping Toms, they're rapists. They're violent, you know, from what I've heard. Of course, I've got absolutely no evidence to back up that claim. This is gossip. But that is the gossip among the women who live around here. Okay?
Well, I can tell you that, Gwyneth, I can tell you that I know a former cop's wife, and she's indicated to me that they're pretty violent, and they're always on the ready, and they're always looking for trouble. And that I asked her about, you know, what percentage of the cops are on the take, and I thought it was going to be a few percent, you know, 5, 10, something like that. No, she told me 90% are on the take from small things. Small thing. Well, it's not just pay for protection. It's things where going into coffee shops and expecting free coffee and donuts and expecting free lunch and free sandwiches and free meals. And then it extends on to, well, let me bring my wife over for dinner Friday night. And they get free dinners. And then, well, let me bring the whole family over, you know, the children and the wife. And then pretty soon it gets to be an expensive protection racket. For the restaurants. Yeah.
And the restaurants say no.
Yeah, and if I had a restaurant, I'd be thinking, man, last thing I'd want to see is the cops. I mean, it'd be like signing up for another insurance policy with an unending premium. You know, that's what it would seem like to me.
Well, what I do know for a fact, okay, is and this is because I heard it from somebody themselves, okay. I think he's now the former senior sergeant because the woman complained. The senior sergeant at Wedderburn, punched my friend so hard in the belly that his fist penetrated her abdominal wall and wound up in her abdominal cavity. I think I've told the everybody this before. He put her in hospital for a week. He put her in hospital for a week. And with violent thugs like that around, it's only a matter of time before they kill someone, as far as I'm concerned. And to have tracking vehicles in everybody's car, you know, I don't want to drive now. It would be me putting my neck on the line to get in my car and go down to the supermarket and get shopping. It absolutely would. So the vehicle that was T-boned last year is still off the road. I could fix it in an afternoon. It's only got a broken steering arm, a broken taillight, and a couple of broken panels. That's all that's wrong with it. It's an afternoon's work, you know. But I don't want to, because then I'll be tempted to drive it. And, you know, that might end up being a rather unfortunate journey. To go to the supermarket and get some shopping.
Well, I've got to agree with you. I don't want to get in my vehicle and travel. I I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it for a number of reasons. One, the risks of these stupid people who are not paying attention. The people who, I don't know, if they look both ways and they say, I'll tell you what, I'll cut them off anyway. I was on the road yesterday traveling to Springfield. And it seems like either we're importing bad drivers in our neck of the woods even more frequently than we used to, or people are becoming meaner behind the wheel. But what they do is they've got these trailers, and they'll pull out with a trailer as if they've got a race car, and then they go slowly in front of you. It's mean. It's not necessary. Cutting people off is just a dumb idea, and that's what seems to be happening more and more and more. And I'm seeing more and more drivers who are just angry behind the wheel. And I'll tell you what, I heard something that I couldn't believe. I was talking to a few young people, and I was at a cell phone convention. I was just having a meal, and Mrs. Finelli was with me, and I looked around, and every one of these young people, every single one, I thought I was at a convention, the National Convention for Cell Phones, at they're all eating with cell phones on the table. And they're looking down every couple of minutes just to make sure that they didn't miss
it. Nobody takes them.
One guy was telling me about some of the capabilities of these new cell phones, these new smartphones. Well, one of the capabilities is you can use it as a hotspot, an internet hotspot.
Mm-hmm.
While you're traveling. And then, if you have the right app, you can watch TV. You can put your cell phone on your dashboard and watch your favorite StoopCom. When I say StoopCom, I mean stoop as in stupid. These idiotic programs where nothing is funny. And it boggles my mind that people would broadcast over television this nonsense. I don't know if it's designed to babysit people or what, but absolute nonsense. And then the innuendo and the deviant nature and the pornographic images that come out of these StoopComs. Yeah. It's just over the top. I can't stand the thought of it. It's, mm-hmm. You know, you look at Hollyweird and you say, wow, what a bunch of perverts. And they're allowed to do this? They're allowed to corrupt young people? They're allowed to let young people think this is normal? It's not
just
normal.
One generation ago, that would have been a crime.
Yes. Yes. And it's an outrage. So here we've got young people behind the wheel of vehicles watching television. It's bad enough to use the phone to text. Now they're watching TV while they're operating motor vehicles. It's out of control. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Gwyneth, what you're talking about, these radio frequency identification device chips was really bothering me because we're being tracked everywhere we go. So I was thinking about 1980, and I was in the conference room of a corporation in California. And I found out that our technology that we had developed was rendered useless because we didn't understand how to play the game with the bureau rats in Washington, D.C. We didn't know that you needed to grease the skids in order to get approval from Washington to manufacture certain telecommunications products and deploy them. We didn't know that. So we had the technology.
Yeah,
that's them. Yeah. So we didn't know that, and so we missed an opportunity to use our latest really cool technology. And I won't really say what it was. So Vinny was stomping around the conference room of our company in California, and he was furious that these guys would do this. So we decided, all right, what can we do? Well, go back to 1980, and we decided that, well, we should probably make radar detectors for vehicles because the cops were deploying these handheld and other radar guns to measure the speed that vehicles will travel.
The FCC rules,
tickets.
They're not allowed to be blocked either.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the idea came up, all right, we'll just make a radar detector better than the Escort. That was the Clyde Washburn made the Escort, and it was a really good one. But I thought we could build a better one. So that was the plan for a few seconds, literally a few seconds. And I said, forget it. Forget making a radar detector. Let's just jam radar. We'll make a radar transmitter. We'll put it behind the grill. And we'll put all eights on the display of the radar guns and the radar detection, devices to detect speed. So when they try to detect our speed, it would read all eights. Error. And we thought about that for a while. We thought, you know, yeah, we can do that. Actually, it'd probably be a little easier than building a radar detector. And then we decided that, you know what, we'll just forget it. We're just going to give up and we'll not do that because it would be illegal to do that. So we did not do it. But for a few minutes, we thought, you know what, wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't it be fun to... Because we could do it.
But you see,
we could easily build...
It was an FCC rule.
Yeah, because the devices
is.
Have to accept.
But
devices have to accept signals.
They only keep to the rules when it suits them.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm looking at. So the first thing I did during the commercial break that we just had was RFID jammer. I figured, okay, well, you know, maybe someone already built one. We won't have to do that. And and there are plenty of articles about how to block RFID tags. So, class, if you want to look it up, just type in RFID space jammer, JAMMER, and you'll find articles about how they work and how they can be jammed. So I'm not recommending it specifically at this point. I'm just saying if you would like to be entertained by reading about this technology, you can. And there's plenty of articles on the Internet about how to do it. But, you know, these guys just don't give up. They're trying
around
to invade
here.
Every... Yeah. Well, here, too.
Around
too.
Here,
you know,
they'll
if you,
probably pull you over... for jamming their transmission, they would.
They would pull you over
for jamming their speed camera, and they would regard that probably as being probable cause, you know.
Yeah. There's no probable cause for them invading us. Gosh.
There's no probable cause for them landing in the hospital for a week and then charging her with assault.
Well, I'll tell you what. When we come back, I'll tell you about three wonderful, wonderful people in uniform. Actually, there were seven of them. And they tased this guy about 40.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's live in Australia. And, okay, I'd like you to remember this. Listen very carefully. I'm going to count to five, and I want you to think about this. Then I'm going to tell you why. Ready? One, two, three, four, five. Now, think about the time that it took for me to count to five. The reason I'm mentioning that is I want you to think next about getting an electric shock. Let's say you're working on an outlet and you get a shock. Immediately you pull away, you withdraw from that that electrocution that you just got, right? All right. Have you ever been shocked by a spark plug or a spark plug wire under the hood, you know, when the engine's running? That's about 25,000 volts. I have. Now, let's go back to what I said about counting to five. All right. Well, I was a young man, 18 years old. And this young man was tied to a chair in a police station. He was actually at the Cheatham County Jail in Tennessee. He was 18 at the time. He was tied down. And I'm going to read you this article, and it talks about three Tennessee deputies were suspended for tasing this guy 40 times. And you can listen to the audio of these tasings that last about 5 seconds each. This guy claims that he has 40 burn marks from this taser. Let me read this article, dailymail.co.uk. Quote, "I'll keep on doing that until I run out of batteries." Three Tennessee deputies are suspended after horrifying footage emerges of them repeatedly using a taser on a boy, 18, while he was tied to a chair. Jordan Elias Norris, now 19, has filed an excessive force lawsuit after his arrest for drugs and weapons offenses last November. The teen says he was reportedly tasered while he was restrained by deputies at Cheatham County Jail. Shocking footage appears to show one of the officers repeatedly using a taser on Norris while he was bound to a chair. "I'll keep on doing that until I run out of batteries," the officers heard telling Norris in jail surveillance footage. Norris claims he suffered more than 40 pairs of taser burns while in custody. Three Cheatham County deputies are on administrative leave, and the sheriff has contacted the district attorney to request an independent investigation. So here's, I saw the video.
They got a paid
this
holiday.
Guy, yeah, paid holiday. You're absolutely right. These guys are in this jail, and the only witnesses are a couple guys who are also behind bars, okay? There are seven of these uniformed paid thugs, okay? I'm talking about the police department. They're uniformed. They've got the symbol of a badge on their, either embroidered or silkscreened on their shirts. They've got this guy literally bound to a chair. One of them is behind this teenage man. They've got something in his mouth, I guess, to prevent him from choking or biting his tongue while they tase him. Literally think of it like a white handkerchief.
Screaming?
Probably, so he wouldn't be screaming, yeah. Literally, this guy is bound to a chair, and another one of these cops has got a taser right to his heart. Literally, right to his heart. There's no mistaking where this taser is. And they are tasing and tasing and tasing and tasing. And then they've got this woman there. I don't know what her role is. She's there kind of trying to do something. I'm not sure what she's doing. Then they've got this guy in body armor. There's seven of these thugs. And they are torturing this guy in Tennessee in the United States of America. Now, what, and I've been thinking about this. I've been saving this article to talk with it on the air with you, because I know that you would have the same outrage that I have. But here are these employees of this jail in Tennessee, and none of them is saying, we can't do this. This is illegal. This is torture. This is against the Constitution. This is against our oath of office. We can't do this, guys. No one's doing that. They're all guilty of this crime of abusing and beating this man. Now, I don't care what they allege his crime was, whether it be weapons,
that's cruel
or whether
and unusual
it be drugs.
Punishment.
Right. Right. And they have literally tased this guy. It is so hard to watch this. It's abuse at the highest order. And now, so what do you do in a case like this? Well, what you do, in my opinion, is you arrest every one of these people involved, every single one who was in the room at the same time, whether they were typing, answering the phone, doesn't matter because they didn't stop it. No one stopped it. Every single person gets arrested, okay, and tried for what are they? They are domestic terrorists. That's what they are. These people are domestic terrorists, and they need to be arrested, tried, and convicted. Now, that's step number one. Step number two, the corporate charter for the county needs to be revoked. The corporate charter for the county needs to be revoked so that they disband the entire county of Cheatham, Tennessee. The mayor needs to be fired. Okay? Now, and all of these people need
that's
to be
a scandal
on
for science
a
order.
Right. Now, we need to have, you know, we have the sex offenders, okay? That's what the government has this database of sex offenders. We need to have a database of domestic terrorists. And these people need to be on the list of domestic terrorists. So when they go to get a job after they've been fired from this position, that's after they've served their jail time, if they ever get out, that when they go to get a job, the employer says, well, let me check the database of domestic terrorists. I see you're on there. We can't hire you. We need
that's
to
exactly
show
what
these
they
people.
Do well.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, Gwyneth, I know you have had no time to think about this, and I've had a couple days to think about it. This is bothering me so much. I think there needs to be some answer that is really swift and really strong to let these domestic terrorists in uniform know that this is absolutely not acceptable. Now, you know, maybe there will be some justice carried out, you know, outside the system. I don't know. I'm not suggesting it. I'm just wondering if that would happen. You know, do the families of this young man say, wait a minute. This is out of control. Does the father, who may be of service age, say, you know what? This is unacceptable. We didn't do this stuff to our enemies. We're certainly not going to do it to people who live in the United States who are, we'll call them citizens. We're not going to do that. We're not going to allow that. You know, the thing that the police are most afraid of, number one, they are most afraid of going to prison. Why is that? Gwyneth, why do you think cops are afraid of going to prison?
Well, because they put all the people who are there.
Yeah.
That's an easy one. Everybody who's there is there because they've had negative interactions with the police. And many of them, not all of them, there are some violent thugs there too, okay? But many of them are just were people who were just minding their business, living their lives. And then this group of thugs came and would not leave them alone until they, out of desperation, struck out at the group of violent thugs, which gave the violent thugs a good reason to incarcerate them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. That's the playbook. Yep.
And
they tried to use it on me, and I didn't play ball because I've never, ever reacted violently to them. The most violent thing I've said is, get off my effing land.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most violent I've ever gotten with them.
Mm-hmm.
I did use the F word on them that I can remember, I think. But that's as violent as it ever got. And I think, you know, considering that there were, five or six cops and they pulled up in three cars and just trooped onto my land, I think that my reaction was extremely restrained. I felt in desperate fear for my own safety on that day.
I wonder how that's going to work.
The fear, my response to fear is courage.
I wonder how it's going to work when people start using that same defense. I was in fear for my life. These three guys showed up. They all had guns. They all had guns. They all had their guns drawn. And so the only thing that was left was for me to shoot them. Okay? That was the only thing left because they had their guns drawn. I was in fear for my life.
All the time. Left and right. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a gun. I don't own a firearm. I have other projectile firing devices that are, people are allowed to have certain other projectile firing devices around here, but I don't have firearms.
Mm-hmm.
You know? but you know what? I did fear for my life. And they got me to sign a document under fear and duress, which is slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's, so they put me under a bond. That was that they made me a slave under force of arms. And it was overwhelming force, and it was just disgusting. And I did absolutely fear for my life. I feared what they were going to do for me if I didn't sign that document, so I signed the document. I think I would have ended up like Mike Parson if I hadn't signed the document.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and I'll read you a little bit more of this story when we come back. It's about as upsetting as can be what the police did to this 18-year-old man in Tennessee.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Watch it.
There's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the season... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth and I are talking about the police state. We're talking about the abusive police state. We're talking about who are you going to call? There's no one to call. Now, this poor man was in a jail in Cheatham County, Tennessee, and everyone was in on the act. Everyone that was videoed by their surveillance camera that they have in this jail was part of the crime of torturing this 18-year-old young man. And so let me continue. This is dailymail.co.uk. Quote, "I'll keep on doing that until I run out of batteries," unquote, the officers heard telling Norris. Norris is the man who was tased in the jail surveillance footage. So this is their own footage. This isn't someone editing it and changing it. This is jail surveillance footage. The surveillance also shows the deputy telling him to stop resisting, while stunning Norris, who automatically tenses in pain. The deputy went on to stun Norris 4 times, totaling approximately 50 seconds on his stomach and legs, according to the suit obtained by the Tennessean. The suit adds that the deputy involved acted in a sadistic and malicious nature in repeatedly tasing plaintiff Norris, such that the force was unreasonable. 3 Cheatham County Sheriff's deputies, the one using the taser and 2 who stood by and failed to act, have now been placed on administrative leave. None has been named. Let me say that again. None has been named.
That's absolutely disgusting. All I can say is whoever retrieved the security camera footage deserves a medal.
Absolutely. And then
they
sheriff says...
They do.
The sheriff says, as sheriff, I want citizens to know that any inappropriate behavior that may have violated an individual's rights will not be tolerated, he says. I've placed the employees involved on administrative leave while the investigation is conducted. We will work closely and cooperate with the TBI, I guess that would be Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, and the District Attorney's Office to ensure all facts are provided and all angles of this incident are thoroughly investigated. Now,
you know, what
says Norris
there,
was...
They'll get 6 months holiday,
yeah,
and then they'll be back in the ranks. Maybe they'll get
Norris,
a promotion.
Norris is the man who was tased, was arrested November 3rd, 2016, for a felony manufacturing / possession of marijuana for resale, possession of drug paraphernalia, theft under $500, and five counts of possession of a prohibited weapon, vandalism of over $1,000, and simple assault. He was in jail for almost 2 weeks before he was bonded out on November 16. When he was arrested, he had around 40 pairs of taser burns throughout his body. I'm sorry, when he was released, he had around 40 pairs of taser burns throughout his body, according to the suit. So here's this guy, and so what's involved? Marijuana. Now, in some states, marijuana is absolutely legal. I mean, if the government gets their take, right? If they're able to tax it and make a profit on it. So in some places, it's legal. And think about this, Glass. I don't use drugs. I don't advocate the use of drugs. I'm of the mindset if someone wants to use drugs, as long as it doesn't bother me, as long as they're not funding their habit through theft or dishonesty, if they want to go into a stupor in their own homes and not be behind the wheel and put others at risk, I don't care. I really don't.
I would tend to agree with you.
Okay, but
pot smokers generally don't cause the problem.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. That's how I see it. But the problem is that, you know, we had prohibition. Now, the day before prohibition, which was to prohibit the consumption of alcohol and sale of alcohol, it was legal. The day of prohibition, it was illegal. When prohibition was repealed by the government, it was then again legal. So here we have something that's legal, illegal, legal. Okay? They can't make up their minds. They can't make up their mind. And then they arrest people. So, Class, stay away from drugs because the cops will use drugs to really mess up your life. So stay away.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.